Hi, I'm Vicki Griffin. Welcome to Living Free. Our topic today is creating a lifestyle nutrition. No matter how you write the prescription, healthcare is expensive. Good nutrition makes good sense. It saves money and it adds value to every aspect of your life, mental, physical, social, and spiritual. Let's begin with this testimony.
My family home life was unstable. Because of that, I found a lot of comfort in eating, a lot of comfort in food. And that carried with me until I went to school. When I went to school, I found out because I was overweight, heavier than the other students, that I was picked on a lot. And so school was not a great environment for me. It wasn't fun. And I look forward to the times when I could go home. And home, mom and dad both worked. So we called that latchkey kids. So when I got home, there was no supervision. So I was able to turn on the TV, watch some of my favorite cartoons, and then I would eat. I would raid the cupboard. I would find all the goodies that mom had stashed that were for my lunch. And I would spend the next 2-3 hours doing that. Well, mom and dad would get home. And when mom got home, she would make a wonderful meal. And after she made a wonderful meal, she called us to the table, she called us to eat, and I wasn't hungry. But if we didn't eat, then she would know that I was eating when they weren't home. So I would eat again. And so that would continue on and on, that cycle of eating, finding comfort in food was something that just continued on in my life. And the more I got older, as I aged, I found out that my life, again, was different because I was not accepted in school like the other kids. And so I felt isolated, which led me to depression. And so I ate more food and became more isolated. And so the depression began to settle more and more upon me. Deeper and deeper. I didn't know what to do. I needed a way out and I needed some help, but I didn't know where to turn for help. Nobody talked about these things. Nobody discussed depression. Nobody discussed overeating. So where does a kid go to find help? Well, some of the television programs that we watched, that I watched, said that Maybe it was good to just stop eating completely. Well, that was the first thing I tried. I decided that I would just stop eating. And let me tell you, I lost a lot of weight. I didn't know what it was called, but they call it anorexia. And so when my parents found out, they could see changes happening in me. They could see that I wasn't eating at the table like I normally would do. And so they called one of our relatives, and she was a nurse. And they tried to do some kind of intervention. We went to a restaurant where she was going to come, and all of a sudden, you know, they were going to surprise her on me, and she was going to have this talk, and one talk, and everything would be fine, and, you know, it would all go away. Well, I didn't want to go. I picked up on the reason, you know, why we were going there. It didn't help. It made things worse because then I knew I had to hide what I was doing. Again, I was looking for help. I couldn't find help. There were no results that I could get anywhere else, but results were happening because I stopped eating. But now that I was caught, I had to change my tactics. And so I would eat, but then I would throw up. Again, not necessarily knowing that this was a problem, or that it was some kind of addiction, but it was working. And so I think people, they end up going down these roads because they're searching, but not finding help. They do things that give them short-term success. And it was short-term success. But I ended up in college. It didn't do anything for my depression. It didn't do anything for my interaction with people. You still feel weird and awkward at times, but I was thinner. I didn't have the muscle and the strength that comes from a healthy diet and exercise, but I had lost some weight. And so when I was in college, again, this depression just followed me wherever I went. And when you're in school, when you're in college, a lot of kids, they talk about depression. They talk about ending their life, and they're not afraid to discuss these things. They discuss it out in the open. And so that became, in my mind, a solution to solving this problem of depression. Well, if I can't fit in, if I've done all these things to find happiness, and I am unsuccessful in that, then the logical thing to do would be to end my life. And so I remember I lived on the 7th floor. I had the window open, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be easy just to fall out the window? As I was thinking about this, a radio program came on the radio. I was probably listening to music, but this radio program came on, and a lady was speaking to the man on the other side of the radio. She came on and she said, I have tried everything in life to be happy. I have done everything possible to find happiness. I want to end my life, and there's nothing that you can say that will stop me. And my ears perked up. I instantly stopped what I was doing. I wanted to hear what this man was going to say to this girl. And he said, and as he talked with her, I'm not going into the whole conversation, but as he talked with her, he found out that she was basing her life on the events that would happen to her each and every day. Her happiness was based on the events of life. And he said, what you have to do is understand that your opinion of yourself is based on what other people think, what happens to you during the day. And he said, what you need to do is base your opinion of yourself on someone whose opinion of you will never change. And he said, that is Jesus Christ. I know that we have said these things before, but for some reason, at that moment, I never heard it put that way, that the way that he put it to her that day. It reached into my heart in a way that I just can't explain. And I hope that maybe it's reaching into your heart as we talk about this. But a light bulb came on and I said, I'm basing my opinion, how I feel about myself, on whether or not other people like me, how I look, how I dress, how I fit in. And from that day on, I decided that if Jesus loved me and his opinion of me was never going to change, he gave his son for me, that I was going to base how I felt on what he thought of me. And from that day on, now I can't tell you that the depression just poof, disappeared, but from that day on, my thinking changed, and I have never went back to that dark, dark place of depression and wanting to kill myself. So, true story, we were going to do a health fair at the church, and one of our guest speakers that were going to come was Vicki Griffin. And so we put our heart and soul into the health fair. We had about 60 people show up, which I had the privilege to help organize. When Vicki came, she talked to us. There were two topics: foods for thought and diet and stress. After that, I learned that there could be balance. We could enjoy treats, but we weren't surround ourselves with treats. We could have good tasting food, and it would be balanced. So Vicki advocated and promoted a balanced lifestyle, centered around God, who gives you strength to implement the strategies that she promotes, and a healthy plant-based diet. I learned to cook. I learned to cook some pretty good recipes. There are strategies and tools out there to help you with success. So to sum it all up, God had to intervene, and he did it in different ways, but it was a mind, body, and spirit intervention. He had to change my thinking. He had to show me healthy ways in which to introduce food back into my life. And three, he had to give me power through his word and exercise mind, body, spirit, exercise, food, and changing the way I think. And those three together gave me the strength, or the power, or God gave me the power to live free for good.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the topic for today, creating a lifestyle, nutrition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you for watching Hope Channel's production of Living Free. We invite you to purchase a copy of Vicki's book, Living Free, Finding Freedom from Habits That Hurt. This colorful, information-packed volume contains practical tools for building mental, physical, and spiritual strength while overcoming bad habits for good. Enjoy recipes and personal stories in an easy-to-read format. For more information as well as free resources, visit lifestylematters.com or call the number on your screen.
Welcome back. It's time now to explore today's topic. Intentional positive choices restore your brain and body. And when it comes to cravings, addictions, appetite, and weight control, the battle is not just for the bulge. It's for your brain, your biology, and your beliefs. One of the greatest threats to addiction recovery and relapse prevention is filling up on empty calories instead of whole foods, foods that heal brain-body systems and lower inflammation. Beware of a steady diet of refined carbohydrates and sugar. And according to researcher Fernando Gomez Pinilla, eating a high fructose added sugar diet over the long term alters your brain's ability to remember and learn information. Our study shows that a high fructose diet harms the brain as well as the body. Clearly, there's a battle being waged for the mental, physical, and spiritual health of every man, woman, and child. But it's a battle you can win. However, it requires understanding, a plan, vigilance, and the power of God. The stomach has been called our second brain. Digestive health is a vital part of brain health. In fact, a healthy stomach is essential for optimal mental health as well as physical health. Your eating habits, environment, schedule, meal timing, and mental state all are going to affect digestive health. And your digestive health and environment influence the production of brain chemicals that affect mental function and health, a whole area of science known as behavioral nutrition. In fact, foods high in saturated fat promote inflammation of the stomach lining, as do alcohol, hot spicy food, high sodium, and caffeine. I call it the chips, chops, and lollipops lifestyle. Examples include hard cheese, red meat, lunch meats, butter, fried food, chips, and rich pastries. These types of foods tend to promote systemic and GI inflammation, and that results in a greater risk for irritability, fatigue, and even depression. They are generally low in nutrition, fiber, phytochemicals, and antioxidants, but high in sugar, fat, and salt, so they tend to be addicting. What we need to do is have positive nutrition. Well, what does that mean? It means eating more of the good stuff. a diet rich in healing nutrients and fiber from fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans produce real energy, real strength, not artificial stimulation that leaves you drained, depleted, and depressed. So let's talk about successful weight and habit control. Some people are worried about gaining weight when they quit nicotine or any drug. But the truth is, this Living Free series is much more than a quit nicotine seminar. It's a comprehensive lifestyle intervention that will help you to not only achieve, but maintain your healthy weight, control blood sugar and diabetes, improve heart health, lower blood pressure, and improve mental and spiritual health. When you quit nicotine in all its forms, food begins to taste better. But drug withdrawal can leave you craving sugar, creating a vicious downward spiral of fatigue and more cravings. Eating more colorful fruits and vegetables, beans, whole grains, and nuts satisfies carbohydrate cravings. Remember, carbohydrates are the major fuel of the brain, but your body wants unrefined carbohydrates. It quenches the urge to put junk food, drinks, drugs, or cigarettes in your mouth. You may feel like you're slowing down without the artificial drug stimulation of nicotine, but your body is recovering. It's gaining real, lasting, enduring strength. What about fresh fruit? It's one of the best choices for recovery and longevity. Enjoy fresh fruit instead of candy and donuts. That may sound like a leap, but you're going to start enjoying it more and more every day. Fruit is packed with powerful nutrients and other compounds that increase energy, reduce stress, help to control weight and sweet cravings, and detoxify your system. Fruits and vegetables help to satisfy while dialing down overactive sweet tooth. Beans. Beans are so high in fiber, protein, antioxidants, and minerals, especially minerals that help to control stress, such as magnesium. They contain resistant starch, which is a type of fiber that helps healthy bacteria thrive and lowers anxiety-inducing inflammation. Vegetables. Enjoy a rainbow of colors, especially leafy greens, a great source of magnesium and other immune-enhancing minerals to help calm nerves, build strength, and improve heart and brain health. When I'm stressed, I've learned to actually crave these things instead of all the sweets that I used to eat. Whole grains are so essential to good health. Whole grains are hearty, flavorful, and filling. They help control blood sugar and cultivate nature's best balance of gut bacteria. The fiber-rich bran, nutrient-packed germ, and starchy endosperm are natural parts that remain in whole grains. Whole grains, such as brown rice and oats, whole wheat, and quinoa, are good sources of fiber, protein, B vitamins, and minerals. So much better than nicotine. Healthy fats. What are they? FAT is not spelled BAD. Healthy fats are good for brain-body systems, controlling cravings, and adding satiety or satisfaction to your meals. So add healthy fats to your fiber-rich meals. Fats such as olives, avocado, extra virgin olive oil, nuts, and seeds. Dietary fat is flavorful, satisfying, and essential for multiple biologic functions, and it works to transport fat-soluble vitamins across intestinal barriers. Healthy dietary fats improve the fluidity, electricity, permeability, and elasticity of cell membranes. That means they're going to communicate better. That spells better cell-to-cell communication, better brain function, and lower inflammation. And hydrate with water. Get into the habit of drinking plenty of water, at least 8 glasses a day, or the amount appropriate for your size and weight. So here's a plan. Eat healthy, high-fiber, delicious plant foods at mealtimes, and then be sure and hydrate with plenty of fresh water. When you refresh with water between meals, this is going to help you avoid false hunger signals, overeating, indigestion, and dehydration. A good word to remember for your daily battle against poor food choices is HALT. It stands for avoiding being overly hungry, anxious or angry, lonely or tired. These are the times that we are often the least watchful and in the most danger of impulse choices. We've all been there. We all have cravings and impulses to deal with. but they will grow weaker over time. High-fiber meals at regular times is going to keep you satisfied, reduce cravings, and improve your mood. Daily exercise, especially outdoors, is going to refresh and invigorate you. Plan plenty of rest time. Surround yourself with people who will support you, and choose to trust in God regarding the situations that you have no control over. Replace calorie-dense foods with calorie-sense options. A Danish goes down in just a few bites. Incredibly, you get the same amount of calories in an apple, banana, orange, and a half a cantaloupe combined. That's a lot of food and a lot more nutrition, fiber, and flavor. Choose color. Hang out in the Department of Defense. That's the produce department. These foods contain phytochemicals. I call them God's smart bombs. So increase intake of fruits and vegetables that you already like, but start adding new choices and varieties on a weekly basis. Your gut wants a healthy variety of fruits and vegetables, and pretty soon you're going to find yourself craving more of the good stuff. By making new choices in these lifestyle areas, you are crushing the urge to smoke one day at a time. Nature's pharmacy is one of the many ways that God demonstrates His care for His children. Remember, He cares for you, and this is one of the ways that God shows it. So nurture your health. Eat foods that strengthen you. The good foods that God has provided for you are a daily reminder of His love for you. So be encouraged. Remember, your journey to freedom is real, and you're making progress every day. You're turning setbacks into comebacks. You are learning as you go. Every positive choice counts. God is strengthening your will. Better choices make a better you. And in God's economy, He's going to help you turn your mistakes into victories. I love this scripture. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. God compares receiving His word, which is really receiving Him, to enjoying a delicious, nourishing meal. That's what our meals are to remind us of. Jesus knows how long you've struggled. Your part is to give Him your will, your choice. He will help you persevere. You can have a new life with God, a nourished life without addiction. The Bible says, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. After the break, we'll have a special guest who's going to give us an update on his journey. Stay tuned.
You're watching just one of 13 compelling Hope Channel episodes of Living Free. As your heart is touched with the practical teachings in this series, you may want to start your own Living Free support group. Free discussion guides correspond to each episode, along with other helpful handouts. Just visit lifestylematters.com and click on Free Resources, or call the number on your screen to learn about better habits for a better life.
Welcome back to the program. Earlier, you heard the exciting testimony of my friend Eric, and now we have him live checking in with us. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Eric, we've been friends for many years, worked on many ministry projects together, and you, I know, have the power and the promises of God working for you, but you've also implemented His plan. How has His plan, the plan for living a more abundant life, kept you free from all the addictions you struggled with?
Well, let me tell you, continuing to follow a healthy lifestyle has made some of the big health issues that I have fade away over time. And so I have a lot more energy. I'm eating a lot better. I'm eating a lot more fresher food, and that gives me the ability to work on different projects, the projects that I feel that the Lord is leading me to do, and continue to serve Him not only in church, but also in my home, taking care of my daughter. So, number one, eating more fresh fruit, more fresh vegetables, getting that into my diet, and then giving that also to my daughter, and then exercising on a daily basis, whether I have 20 minutes, 10 minutes, you just have to find time to exercise, and staying connected to also friends. And boy, we really love that diet plan that you gave us. And it wasn't really a diet, but just a series of different meals that we could prepare. And in doing that, we're just staying on a good and upward path. I feel great now, thanks to the Lord and thanks to all that He's done.
Eric, I'm so grateful for the work you've done. And for our viewers, the beautiful slide, PowerPoint slides that you have an opportunity to see, my friend Eric is the one that has done that. And I'm telling you, it's not easy work. It takes a lot of mental power. And so fueling your body correctly, getting that exercise and sleep and having a balanced life, Eric, is actually blessing so many people that are unnumbered. And so we're very grateful. You've struggled through many, many challenges in your life. You've learned how to move forward. What's your secret to staying positive?
Jesus said, "Let this mind be in you." And so it's through the power of prayer, having different prayer partners. You could call them accountability partners. Also, being in His Word daily, that is the strength to overcome any addiction or any issue or any problem. Without Jesus as my best friend, and then good Christian friends, that's how we overcome daily. That's how I have overcome. And I believe anybody can if they follow this recipe for success.
And recipe is the word, isn't it? Eric, thank you so much for cutting out from your busy day and taking time to share with us, sharing your story and joining me. And thank you, all of you, for watching today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you have promised that if the Son will set you free, you'll be free indeed. And Eric's life is a testimony to that freedom. We thank you. We pray that victory and freedom for others who are watching today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us.